Hello, everybody. Hello, Hemda.
Hey, how's it going?
I am well. Welcome to Keith and the Girl. Of course, we're on Reddit now, keithandthegirl.com/Reddit, or the subreddit is Keith and the Girl. I have the app, in fact, and you can plug in Keith and the Girl, and you'll see some pictures there. It's weird to start a show like this because we're all thinking about it, but then you don't know, do you move on? You know, it's September 11th, of course, and that means it's Lauren's birthday. Happy birthday, Lauren.
I got an Xbox!
Congratulations. Did you know Hemda was getting you an Xbox?
No, I didn't.
Really, really?
No, I didn't know. Can I just say, holy shit. Okay, so she told me yesterday when I was guessing what it was, like trying to, you know, whatever, guess, which I did. I said game console.
You're a pain in the ass, though, in the most awesome way, because the thing is we both have to, like, calm down, because we're both very excited about the birthday, right? And so I'm like, oh, it's close enough to your birthday. You want to open your gift? And Lauren's like, yeah, I do. No, I don't. Yeah, I do. No, I don't. And I'm like, no. We're going to wait until midnight and it turns your birthday.
She's the one who got me like excited like this about my birthday again. Like, I don't think right. I've been excited like this about my birthday since I was like, 12 or 6 or something.
I get so excited. I spent the entire weekend just getting ready for it. I got...
Who is enjoying this birthday more? Lauren, whose birthday it is, or Hemda?
I don't know. It's funny, though, because my mom sends me a birthday box, you know, which right. we haven't opened yet. But she wraps every little thing in the birthday box kind of for Hemda to open because she just likes opening those little things, like, so much. So she knows, like, whatever. If it were just me, she'd probably just send it and maybe wrap one or two things. But she knows that Hemda's going to open them all, so she, like, wraps every little thing because it just, like,
it's makes... the cutest
so
thing.
So my birthday box gets here, and I'm like, the birthday box came, and she's like... like just
and then she opens it and you got quarters and you got nuts.
Lauren, any little thing to I'm like, no, you open the whole thing, and then I'm just holding my breath. Right. And Lauren's like, no, you're gonna help me open it. Very, very sweet.
Anyway, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I just want to say that your audience is really, I'm really impressed because
the same audience.
She told me that she had said it on the show what she was getting.
Yeah, like last week or while you were in California, I knew you weren't listening to this one episode. And I made sure and I was like, okay, Lauren's not listening. I'm getting her an Xbox. And if anyone has any old games, and this still applies, if anyone has any old games, just send it in. If you're going to throw it out anyway, right. This is new to Lauren, so like any game will be exciting.
If you try to take a game back and it's over 2 months, you get $5 from GameStop. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So if you could send it in, that'd be really super sweet. And of course, I told her it's a two-parter. I'm at the store and I don't know what to buy. I don't know what Xbox thing is. You know, right. There are different prices. I don't know. Connect, whatever the fuck. And so I
Hemda got it off the street. XXbox. Lauren's pretending it must be better, sweetheart.
So nice. He X'd it twice.
EXbox.
Yeah. No.
I've got a couple of those.
So I'm talking to the guy. He's like 20 or something. And he goes, so this one comes with one controller. Are you going to play with him? And I go, yeah. And he's like, yeah, dog, you play, you're the best girlfriend.
I'm
like,
yeah.
Oh, what am awesome. I going to say? Right. I'm buying a second controller. Of course I'm going to play, you know? And they're like, yeah, that's cool. That's dope. That's fucking cool. I'm like, all right. And then we keep going. He shows me other things.
You should have said, do you want to see a picture of my boyfriend? Just to blow his mind.
Yeah, he asked me who it's for. I just said boyfriend because I'm like, it is for my boyfriend. Right. And I don't want to get into what that means for who and for what, right. You know? So, I don't know. He's just showing me all the different things. And then I'm like, okay, I should get a game. And so he goes, well, what does he like to play? Does he like to play this, that, and the next? And I think Lauren likes to play everything. So I don't want to pick one.
Yeah, I do.
Hey, you're just a bro. It's what we like.
So what I ended up doing was I told Lauren, open this. It's like the first part of the second part. And after this, we're going to go to GameStop. Lauren gets to pick whatever she wants. Right. And then that's
it. What are you going
to
go for?
I'll take suggestions.
You'd have to wait for it. But I say you get the new Halo because I am.
I do love Halo. Back when I had Xbox 5 or 7 right. years ago, I really liked that one.
Well, we got some games in the mail, but here's what happened.
We can play together, right?
That's right.
Oh, so if you have Halo and I have Halo.
And we could totally rag on chicks.
Yeah. Yeah, you know man, what I mean? Totally. Let's fucking play Halo and Rag on Chicks, you faggot.
You are so new to Xbox. You are so new.
It's a whole new world, man.
It's a whole new world.
I'm about to gain an army.
In fact, I got you a present. This is from Kat and I. And I hope you enjoy. I won't tell you who wrapped it.
All right. You wrapped it together.
Happy birthday.
Like faggots.
Thanks. Thanks, Keith. Thank you, Keith and Gato. That's my pet name for her.
Well, I let her have pet names for people.
Now.
Oh, shit. Now we're really going to play together. Yeah?
What is that?
Talk to people.
Oh.
It's fucking awesome. It's the headset, and it also has, it's the keyboard. You plug it into your controller, and you can just type instead of trying to scroll and find the different things. Find the different buttons. It's a real pain in the ass, and this is better to have a keyboard when you have to type and talk shit. And even if it does come with one of those, when you're talking shit online, it's fun to have a second person yelling with you. So if you already have one, it's great. If you don't, you know.
I think it does come with one, but that's really cool.
This is fucking awesome. Right. Thank you so much.
Certainly, because like I would play. You know, you start playing, and you're playing online. You're playing strangers, and when you don't have a way to call them faggots and niggers, really, you're losing half the experience.
Right. Okay. And, yeah. No, I want the full experience. I'm really excited about this. I'm gonna have cyber sex with a fairy.
Right.
This is gonna be awesome. Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm gonna be a fairy this week.
I mean, because you know what? I mean, these 12-year-olds.
She's at Keith's house playing fairy, you motherfucker. I got you.
These 12-year-olds talk a lot of shit, and you have to be ready.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm ready to smash some 12-year-olds.
Here's the thing. I talked to Keith about, okay, I'm getting an Xbox for Lauren. I don't know what to get. Awesome. And he like sort of half-assed gives me an answer like, you'll know, and when you get there, and it's all the same price, and blah, blah, blah. I know why you weren't telling me, because you got the cool-ass controller thingamahoo that I would never know about.
Thanks, Uncle Keith.
I said, you definitely don't want the keyboard.
Can I tell you, if I lose my boyfriend to my ex-boyfriend, that will suck.
By the way,
That's good TV.
Of course, hinting at 9/11. Do you know there was another terrorist attack in 1976 on September 11th here in New York?
They didn't tell me to never forget that one.
Somebody planted a bomb. Maybe they did. You know, eventually it's going to fade away. In 1976, somebody put an explosive inside a locker at a Grand Central subway station. And a police officer got to it and took the explosive, started driving it away from, you know, a lot of people headed up towards the Bronx trying to get out.
Trying to get closer to the people we don't care about.
Trying to go somewhere. You got to go somewhere. What can I tell you? Well, anyway,
American terrorists.
While they tried to dismantle the bomb, it went off. It kills at least two people. And so, you know, when people talk about 9/11, these poor wives and family, they have a different 9/11, but they're like, well, I can't really bring it up. I'm heartless. What do you do if you're somebody like Lauren and you have a birthday and you got to let people know? You know how you do. And it's 2001. 9/11's happening. And Lauren's like, this is a terrible thing to happen. I mean, today especially because, you know, it's my birthday, but anyway.
Well, that's funny because Johnny, who we work together, and so we...
And is our roommate.
Yeah, and he's our roommate. And so he kind of sent out a message to our coworkers over our work phone that was just like, hey, you know, never forget 9/11, all the men and women who died, and also happy birthday, Hennessy. Like, right. And people are just like, you know, the best way to move on and celebrate is to have a party and, like, celebrate their lives and celebrate your life and move forward and blah, 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 and whatever. Anyway, right. It created a little dichotomy in a discussion. It's kind of funny.
Well, the thing about Johnny is he's new to birthdays because he grew up Jehovah's Witness and they don't celebrate birthdays. So it's so funny when birthdays come up in our house. Like, when it was his birthday, mm-hmm. we go, hey, Johnny, happy birthday. He goes, yeah, happy birthday to you. And we're like, that's not how it works, but okay. Yeah. And so we're slowly teaching him. And so he's just like stressed at our door. Like, I don't know what to do. It's 9/11 and Lauren's birthday. Yeah, what do I say? Yeah.
He's like, my heart is conflicted. I want to be sad, but I'm joyful.
Yeah, it's so cute. To this day, he's like, I've only had two birthdays in my life. Mm. I just like think it's cute. Yeah. So can we get into Lauren's birthday? Because I had plans. And like I said, I was really excited. This weekend, I got a mani-pedi. I got the color that I know Lauren would like because it's like some kind of whore red. it's horrid.
It's not hard, by the way. Horrid. Women, they really struggle over that fingernail polish rack. Dark red. Sin red.
Yeah, yeah. Or like throw a little orangey in there and get all like, you know,
yeah,
college girl.
Well, I know that no matter what, Lauren will be like, oh yeah, that's hot because dot, dot, dot. You know, so I know like on birthday things, it's hot because it's a whore. On regular days, it's hot because you're pretending to be like a good girl. Like whatever it is, right. I'm not going to lose, but I do have Lauren in mind. And so I get that and I go do all the shopping. I get like, you know, outfits for the different birthdays that are coming up and for the nighttime festivities. They got new shoes. They got all this kind of stuff, the gifts and whatever.
I fucking love it.
I got so excited. And then I have this plan. Tonight we're celebrating with a bunch of people, but I wanted to have a separate just me and Lauren time. So that was last night. And I found this restaurant that has a Hawaiian theme. So it's like, oh, this is cute. It'll have like, you know, home sort of food, but it's a very zhuzhy sort of nice place, you know? So simple foods from back home, but in a very fancy sort of situation. So what is the
main fare of Hawaii? Mushrooms?
Lots of fish and seafood and rice, like a lot of Asian inflected
like
foods.
I saw on the menu there's poke.
Pork.
And poke is sort of, she kills me when I say this, but it's tuna tartare, essentially.
Right. Yeah.
But she's like, do not say that in Hawaii. I'm like,
don't.
I'm not gonna. I know that the word is poke, but, you know, they're not gonna have like spam musubi. Is that how you say it?
Musubi, yeah.
Which is like literally spam with rice underneath it and like a seaweed sort of like tie. It ties it together.
That's who's eating so the spam? Good.
There,
it's filet mignon in Hawaii.
Do you see how Lauren is salivating?
It's really good.
She's like, I'm going to let myself have some spam musubi. I'm like, yeah, okay. So,
do you think if they packaged it better, maybe the rest of the nation would follow suit?
The rest of the nation used to follow suit in the 40s and 50s.
It's another salty meat. I mean, we eat a bunch of shit. Like, what's the difference between prosciutto and, you know, the spam? They're both shit and fatty and whatever. I know
you're
looking
at me
funny.
If I'm at a restaurant.
Right.
That's right, baby. I love you.
And I
what's
get
the fucking difference?
Shaved Parmesan with spam. I'd be offended it's $18.
Yeah.
Well, this place was fancy. And I didn't tell her where we're going, you know, all the stuff. So we're driving. And we just got into Manhattan, so we're like maybe 10, 20 blocks from the bridge or whatever. That's where the restaurant is. We just got off the bridge. She's looking around. Where are we going? Where are we? She's like a puppy dog with the fucking face out the window. She sees something to the right. She goes, Popeyes. And I'm like, fuck me. Are you fucking serious?
Popeyes is good. I mean, I'm going to be very upset if they end up anti-gay. That's when I'm going to have my conundrum.
I mean,
and do you know what my response to it was? I start bursting out laughing because I know where we're going. Like, I'm about to spend some money. No offense, whatever. Not saying anything. But she goes, Popeyes. I'm like, I am telling on you on the show tomorrow. This is fucked up. And you're like, no, I mean, wherever we're going is wonderful. I'm just hungry.
This part of you think, you know what? Let's make a U-turn.
That's what she said.
It is
that.
Popeyes.
She was like, just kidding. We are going to Popeyes. And she pulls the car really
Yeah, I pretend to make a U-turn. But we get to the place and it's really nice and no one's there, which is really good. And the host and the waiter, because there's only a party going on downstairs. So upstairs we have like a waitress to ourselves. She's from Hawaii also. And so they start speaking the language.
Bakalakalaku.
Yeah, I understand it though. Like instead of saying, are you finished? She said, you pow, because that's how you say you're finished. You know, and then
yeah, it was funny because we ordered a few dishes and she's like, okay, here's the poke. It's not like home, but you know, it's like, you know, the restaurants don't spin on it. And I'm like, oh no, I know, that's cool. And she got us.
You change your accent? You change the way
sample
you talk?
Of, yeah, I have to. It just happens. I don't know. It just happens. And so.
It's okay.
No, that was her.
Oh, okay.
I was like, oh, sister noise. No, but so she. So what the fuck? Oh, so we wanted to try their frozen drinks that they had. So she's like, oh, yeah, I'll bring you a little taste. So she brings us like a full-size one each. And she's just like, you probably won't actually need to order one after these. And she just like hooked us up and it was really cool. And
gave us another drink.
She gave
later.
Us another drink, yeah, in the house. And she was
Mojito.
Just...
Mojito.
That's the thing with people you meet from Hawaii, especially in New York. It's like... We grew up the same way. It's like automatic family, you know what I mean? And it's so far away, so...
You just kind of bond. Remember that one woman you delivered to and she found out that you're from Maui?
She started crying.
Jesus.
Yeah. Because she's like, I miss home so much.
Yeah, she's like, do you ever miss it at home? And I'm just like, I mean, yeah, you know, but you just got to keep yourself busy. And she had like waves, like murals of waves on her wall and like pictures of the island everywhere. It was like she was just really
trying.
Really just homesick.
I don't think a lot of people realize how far off Hawaii is.
Yeah.
It is. It seems to me it's halfway between us and Japan.
It's another country, basically. I mean, I know it's a state, but it's not.
Yeah, well, of course it is.
It's a 12-hour flight. It's 12 hours. It takes 12 hours to get to Israel. You pass, like, Europe, and
then to get
to Israel, I mean.
She's crying. When were you there last? What's new?
Is tattoo
still there?
She's like, oh, you should call me. Like, we should hang out. Like, I can't be your security blanket. but I get it, but that was a little nuts. I was like, you're a little nuts, aren't you? A little bit. Go back home.
Well, so we're sitting there and we order these prawns. We're trying things that like normally we wouldn't do. Like we're not really seafoody people. Like we like fish, but not.
You like fish.
Love fish, but right. Not necessarily like lobster and, you know, things with crawly things.
I'm not a big fish person either. I like certain types of fish cooked certain ways, or I like poke.
You like Israeli fish.
Ah-ha-ha.
Hey-o. Well, but we got the mahi-mahi, which was good. And then
that's
came
a Jesus
these,
fish.
With
record.
These, like, clammy things that we're not going to eat. And then the prawns, I have to post these prawns. They're big. They're, like, the size of my arm. And normally it comes with only two, and that's an entree. They gave us three, so we took one home because we're like, fuck it. Monique and Johnny have to see this shit.
They look like aliens on the plate.
You have to see this. It's crazy. So we're finished eating. I'm like, oh, we can get dessert somewhere else. She's like, all I want to do is go home, have some champagne and a blunt and some Haagen-Dazs. And I'm like, you fucking ghetto fucking. We just had the nicest fucking meal.
But I just wanted to hang out with you and whatever.
It was cool. So we started heading home and she goes, let's stop at Checkers. She has a hot dog.
Well, sometimes you go to the classy restaurants and they give you the amount you're supposed to eat.
Right.
And let's be honest, that's not going to last you
I
to
need
bedtime.
Some beef.
But I have this picture of us waiting in the line for Checkers in the drive-thru. Lauren cracked open the champagne that we bought, is drinking out of the bottle.
And you're probably both dressed up.
Yes, you should see. Like, I wore this new dress and everything.
It was awesome.
You're like, this is okay, right? I'm like, yeah, you whatever the fuck you want. I don't give a shit. You know, we still had that. But
it was awesome. It was an awesome experience. I loved the dinner. Like, it was great. It was the prawns were a little freaky, but
they were a little
freaky. We ate them. They were good. I didn't tell Hamda this, but when I pulled one of the prawns out of its head, like all this brains and stuff started oozing out because I cut it first with the knife and it was all. And so I turned the prawn around so Hamda wouldn't see it because I knew she wouldn't eat it. But then the waitress comes around.
What do you mean you took it from its head?
Like the head is still attached and everything, and the legs and the eyeballs and everything.
And you're not supposed to eat that, of course.
Well, you're supposed to actually suck the head out. Like, that's supposed to be the most delicious part of it.
Okay.
Everyone says that. And even
they
the waitress was like, the chef said that you should suck the heads out. And I'm like, okay. But I ended up cracking the head when I was trying to pull the body out of it. And so I cracked all its brains and shit started coming out.
Oh,
Lord. It was all like brown, gooey liquid.
I you know what? I don't like food that I don't know how to eat.
La, la, la.
You love shrimp, though. You just,
yeah.
But you don't want
to. I know how to eat it.
No,
I don't know what these are.
This is a shrimp. It's a giant shrimp.
Yeah.
You know how you have to take the shell off of the shrimp?
Yeah, okay.
That's basically it. But
and I do something special.
1,000 times bigger.
And I do something special with the head?
Suck it.
Sure, okay. All right.
Suck my fish head, bitch.
Well, I'm showing it to the camera right now because it's just so huge. But we'll post it also at keithandthegirl.com. It was nothing that we're used to, but we ate it. Okay, so then we're driving
home. Fun and I are like, we'll go to a restaurant. We'll both order things. We have no idea what the hell it is. We're like, this sounds interesting and different. And we'll just order it. And like,
but to be honest, usually we'll order. If we are ordering weird things, we will order like one thing that we know. Like the mahi-mahi, that's safe. And then these prawn things. It's like, well, you know, you buy it in a zhuzhed up restaurant. You think like, oh, they're going to do these things. And it was tasty. It's just that we had to get over what the hell it looked like.
Right.
So it was awesome. We went home.
A roach. It looked like a roach.
Don't
Continue.
Say that. Ugh. Lord.
Well, you know what? Checkers, they have actual roaches.
Yeah, I know. I probably ate a couple of them that night.
Lauren's feeling all good. She's like, this is all right, right? You understand I had a really good time, right? I'm like, yup.
I did. I loved it. I would go back. I told Hamna I'd go back there for like poo-poos and drinks for sure.
Poo-poos are appetizers.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, not just the shit that comes out of the fucking prawn's head. So what else happened? Ew. Okay. Shush.
So you had a beautiful time.
Yeah, it was great.
That was the biggest deal to me. It was just like, Popeyes. And it's like, can we stop at Checkers? It was awesome. Oh, and so so I told the audience that I'm getting an Xbox. And so on the way, I picked Lauren up or something, and she's like, oh, someone got me. I got a thing from Benjamin and TJ. And I'm like, oh, fuck. And they're the only ones of our audience, basically, who know my home address.
Okay.
So they sent it to the home address instead of the P.O. box. And I'm like, did you look in it? And she's like, well, I opened it, but then I had to leave, so I just left it there. So I'm like, you didn't open it, right? Had she opened it, it was Xbox games.
Yeah.
And I still didn't give the gift. And it would just make either no sense or completely blow my shit.
Right.
So luckily...
But what do you mean? You opened up a flap and you're like, I'm too busy to open up the other flap.
I was running late, actually. I was going out the door and I saw I got a box from my mom and I got this and I just ripped it open and I saw there was another container inside the container. So I was like, fuck it. I'll just, you know, do it later.
Exhausted.
And also I wanted to open it, you know, with Hamda too.
Yeah. Okay. So we got lucky.
What games did you get?
Pirates of the Caribbean, okay, or the Caribbean, depending on where you're from in the country.
In Hawaii, they say Kapakuha.
Mm-hmm, Pirates of the Kapakuha. Very good. You've been working on it. And
well, I'll tell you which ones because I had to tell other people. Let's see. There's another one. Hold on. There's Buffy.
Yeah.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah.
All right.
X-Men.
Yeah. X-Men, yeah.
Dead Rising. Pirates.
That's right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool, right?
I'm so excited.
And after this, we're going to go pick one out.
Very nice.
Because we didn't have time this morning. Lauren threatens me, okay?
Because you guys were served another seafood dish.
Yes, this morning. And so,
damn, I'm sorry that you were ever with a chick who tasted or smelled like seafood.
Hey, all us guys are.
Yo.
All us guys are. You never had a bad time.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I still finished.
Well, I mean, you're there.
Yeah, I mean,
you already took the damage.
My ego is stronger than the odor.
Well,
that's funny because you're like, I think she's gonna leave thinking you did bad, right? That's what you're thinking.
No, she didn't leave thinking that.
Right? You want to make sure, though.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah.
To me,
yeah.
I'm like, fuck you. I know.
I can't.
Yeah.
Well, I told Lauren this morning, usually I'm fucking her ego anyway. It's awesome. and then I feel really bad because I'm like, wow, this is so awesome. I feel really guilty that I'm holding you just for myself.
She starts talking about like, what if we had a control group and a one-way mirror and you would just fuck a bunch of different people and see if you could get them off each, and I don't know.
It'd be like a fun challenge.
Conversations are awesome.
Because she likes everybody to have a good time, so she should be able to be out there and give people this pleasure?
Because she is a pleasure machine.
Right.
And I feel bad that no one else gets to experience it anymore in life. And I feel, I feel guilty every time. Like, I'm just like, and so you're not allowed to do this. I'm so sorry. And then I feel like... whoever let the sex machine go has to be, and I'm sorry, I respect your exes, but you have to be a little cuckoo's magoos.
Look at you.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Fuck that shit. It is so my birthday.
So you want to stick around then?
Yeah. I'm going to hang out.
Well,
that's an ego stroker. Look at that.
Yep.
Well,
I don't even know. Anyway, how you doing, Libby?
I like that. No one's making you say anything, Lauren.
I know. I feel awkward, so I start talking. And I don't know.
You know, but I say this to Lauren pretty often, and she's like, well, I don't know what to put that information in. I'm like, put it in me. I don't care where you put it.
I heard this on the news. You guys are gross. Listen to this. I think this is funny. This is a newscaster. Well, you'll get it.
According to investigators, the man who was killed is in his 20s and is expected to pull through.
Well, there you go.
What?
Good luck.
What was that?
According to investigators, the man who was killed is in his 20s and is expected to pull through.
Let's all send him prayers.
I don't know what to do with that information.
He should be okay. I got a letter, speaking of religion, that was, this goes to Keith and the girl, this person writes. I've had a year of near daily listening to Keith and the girl, and I'm very fond of you both. But I'm now worn down by being told how much of an idiot I am for being a practicing Catholic. You haven't instilled any inspiration in me to question my faith. I've done all that by myself over the last 42 years. So this man's at least 42. I was just here for the laughs, guys. Not a day lesson in how I need to abandon faith and hope.
Stick to the chuckles, you clowns.
Right, dance for me. What you have succeeded in is to repeatedly bombard me with the message that I'm not welcome as a listener, even down to the vitriolic level of my being told I am not even considered a good person in your eyes. I am starting to feel you are actively trying to weed us out as listeners. Can you imagine? When do you think I started that?
You started that 8 years ago.
Yeah, fuck you, Jeff Jerkoff show.
Right.
Probably that one. That's number 5, I think.
50 times I can still laugh. 100 times I can turn a blind eye. Each to their own.
What about 150 times?
But what is fast becoming a primary agenda? Well, I know I'm just a blimp on the radar, but it's back to audiobooks for me. Yeah, good luck. I actually feel a little lousy that I've gotten so many laughs off you guys without ever stepping up as a VIP member. However, I passed on the word a lot. I bought a few things from the store, and I always did intend to get on those original episodes someday. Anyways, I just thought you might appreciate a bit of feedback before a listener voluntarily drops off. Sometimes it's better to know why, rather than not.
I'm not going to change my opinion.
All the best, guys. I honestly mean it. You really are an entertaining team. I enjoyed your book, Keith. Wanted to tell you that also. Thanks for all the laughs, the news, and the wisdom. Onward and upward, KTG. Smiley face, Anthony from Australia. And I wrote back, 50 times you can still laugh and 100 times you can turn a blind eye? I'd argue I made my point about being a good person versus being a good Catholic only once. But you have to do what's right to you, just like I have to be true to myself. Take care and God bless. Keith.
Well, here's the thing. First of all, I think my opinion varied from Keith's opinions a lot. You know, I don't know, deal with whatever God you want and follow whatever you want. Just don't bother me about it. Don't be an asshole to everybody else about it.
But on the other side of the coin, I talked to you about my like spiritual battles and with religion and God and stuff like that. And I'm not an atheist by any means. And
yeah, I can't deviate from my own situation in order to placate to somebody else.
No, like, but you're pretty
adamant,
empathetic about it. And
oh, that's good.
And you always listen. You never have knocked me or told me that you thought I was wrong. And I don't know.
We've sort of argued about it. You'd be like, you know, because you're struggling.
We haven't argued, I don't think.
Well, you struggle with like heaven and hell and all that stuff and what comes in the afterlife, basically.
Right.
And so I'm like, nothing. You know, and so and that starts, you know, some chatting about it, you know, and some really emotional chatting about it. And I have to talk to Lauren about it because we're talking about everything and because this affects, I think, our future, you know, what people believe in and where they think they're going and all that kind of stuff. And I'm hoping I'm empathetic. I think sometimes I'm not, but I've gotten better about it. But if I...
You've always been cool with me.
But if I talk to Lauren about it, who I care very much, and I'm like, well, this is just what I believe in, and I don't change that.
And I don't think you're wrong.
Why would I change it for a listener, though? You know, I'm just talking about how I feel. And if that turns you off, then I have to lose you. And, you know, we're always like, fucking bye then. You don't want to listen to me. But to be honest, I don't want to lose listeners. I don't even want to lose Facebook followers. Right. But it'll happen.
Yeah.
And if this is what turns you off, then that's what turns you off. If you sincerely think that I'm calling you a bad person, or when Keith and I argue about, hey, just because you're a Christian doesn't mean that you hate gay people. When we argue about that, don't you hear your side at all?
Right. Now, well, he said he's being, I'm pushing him too much. Again, I'm not saying I'm some kind of superhero, but I'm challenging him. These ideas that he has in his head, that like, maybe there's not a God. Maybe my decision shouldn't be based on this. Maybe a lot of it is bigoted. Maybe Keith is right And most of our problems are because of religion. You know what? I'm starting to think too much.
Yeah.
I'll think on my own and struggle with this on my own. You know? I'll tell you what. When I was a kid and I wondered.
It sounds like you're doing your job.
And I wondered which way I was going. Am I into religion? Am I not? Do I believe in Jesus or I don't? And then a talk show that I found interesting for a year brings this up. You're talking to me. Let me hear these sides. Thank you. Thank you, because shows aren't talking about this. No one has the balls to say you're either a good person, and if you call yourself a Catholic, then that means you're a bad Catholic by definition. They're willing to say that. Take it. Don't take it. But that would be interesting to me. That would be interesting to me. After a year, you like us. You read my autobiography. You know, we're almost pals. I know some of my pals. I know them less than you know me.
Well, I also find it interesting that the autobiography was really interesting to this guy, where you are really getting down on your priest of a father.
Right. And a chapter is called The Holy Bible Part 2.
Gentile Esquire is writing in, keithandthegirl.com/feedback to write in during the show. He's writing, is the Bible audiobook as hilarious as the written version?
Begat Jambalaya, who begat Ezekiel, who begat. You know what? People, that you're in a fucking religion that tells you read the Bible. If you went to the Pope and you said, am I a good Catholic? I don't go to church at all, and I don't believe everything. No, he'd go, no, find another fucking group.
Here's the thing, man. It's like people are too hard on themselves. They put too many rules on themselves, and it's like the Bible is a history book, man. Read it like a history book. And if you're a Christian and a Catholic and you go back and look why Jesus was crucified on the cross, not even as our savior, but just as a dude who was crucified, it's because he was like, fuck religion, fuck the establishment, and let's just fucking love each other, man. And he turned over the tax tables and said, all these rules and this not eating on this day and whatever the fuck, they don't matter. Fuck them. That's not what matters. And it's blinding you from the truth, which is love, which is in your heart.
Jesus was a potty mouth.
Right.
He probably was. I'm just saying, it's like all these Christians who are fighting for all these rules and biblical whatever bullshits. It's like, look back. Look with the.
That's right.
Fuck.
Happy birthday. You have these people like, you know what?
In all fairness, I took her brains away this morning.
Yeah, you did. All these Catholics.
Don't make excuses for me.
No, that was really
I have an
smart.
Xbox.
All these, the Catholics saying, you know, it's written in the Bible. You didn't read the Bible. And I'll tell you something else. If somebody out there listening is going, I did, word for word, I read the Bible, I find that even more batshit. This book is fucking insane.
Also, fucking read the original texts, all right? Start there.
Start in Latin. Right, in Hebrew and Latin.
Let's argue about that.
No, I'm good.
Here's more feedback. According to the Bible, he's supposed to forgive you 70 times 7.
Right.
By his math, he only let you get away with 150 insults. Bad Catholic.
Terrible.
I didn't know you guys had that much math.
No. Stop reading into it.
I don't know. You know what? I wrote a nice letter back. So maybe he's not listening now, right?
Yeah, he probably is.
Well, that's a sin. That's a lie. Where I come from, the way I was raised in the Holy Catholic Church. But let me say this now. Fuck you. You're debating should you be part of an organization that won't allow Kenda and Lauren to get married. This is causing them to not be married in the greatest country on earth.
And we're but straight.
You just decide. Just, right. And they're straight of all things. Can you imagine? My Lord. They can't get married. They can't get married because of your religion. So why do you struggle with it? Fuck you. Don't listen. I haven't decided yet if there's a guy. But I do know gay. But I can't decide if it's magical. But the 14-headed dragon at the end of the world. And they go, fuck you. You can't decide if Hamden and Lauren should be allowed to get married. Go fuck yourself. Turn on NPR and die. You'll go to heaven. This is good news. You shithead. Fuck you. Fuck your letter. Don't use me because you can't deal with shit.
And God bless.
Yeah, oh, sorry I made you think, you motherfucker. I made you think and you're scared. But I do appreciate you buying my book. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I put a lot of work into it.
The audiobook is awesome, as you can hear.
Hey, with the, it starts with letters from my Catholic priest father. I'm glad that gave you a giggle. You fucking hypocritical son of a bitch. Figure shit out. You're over 42. I haven't decided yet if about this book that said men control their women and talks about slaves. And I really haven't wrapped my mind. Please don't challenge me until I wrap my mind around it. If the woman's on her period, get away from your man for a week. I didn't wrap my mind around that yet. Show God you love him. Kill your son. Huh? Because I said to. I can't really wrap my... but I certainly don't need a talk show to make me think. I'll go on my Xbox. Fuck you.
Ah, so you'll see him later, Lauren.
He'll be on there.
We'll be playing Pilgrim's Progress.
You're definitely going to need that keypad for this son of a bitch. He's going to make some points. Fuck you. I can't make up my mind yet about... Probably more deaths from the Catholic Church than anything else. I'm counting drunk driving. I'm counting cars, period. Because of the Catholic Church, but you didn't wrap your mind around it yet. I'm going to teach you about how to make a marriage work. Come to my classes. I'm a priest who has never been married, let alone be with a woman. I haven't decided yet how I feel about it. About the guy that parted an entire sea with a stick. I'm 42. Take me seriously, by the way. I haven't decided yet about three people and one God. I mean, I can guarantee Jesus was real for no reason. But I haven't... I love when people say that. We all know Jesus. Really? How do you know? If you can email me that. And not 10 books to read, by the way. Just email me how you know. You moron.
In 140 characters or less.
Yeah.
Here's this, by the way. Go. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut off you.
I'm good. It'd only be more. Fuck you.
That's really accurate.
Thank you.
That's how I read the Bible. Well, going back for a second about, Lauren, your Xbox, because I forgot to say, I said this to the audience. You, Lauren, did this thing where she goes, oh, yeah, and then, like, you'll come over to my house and we'll play Xbox. And I'm like, fuck, are you reading my mind? Like, I didn't get it. You couldn't have found it. What the fuck is going on?
Oh, like to people? To random people?
To people. Like, you just met someone and it's like, now you're buddies. And it's like, yeah, and you'll come over and we'll play Xbox. I'm like, are they bringing their Xbox? What the fuck is going on? I know you know.
Wishful
I know you
thinking.
Know. So I guess so, but a listener. After
someday I'll have one, and then I'll have all the friends.
Well, a listener.
Well, that's what Keith says to people. He seems to have lots of friends.
This is a great way to get a gift from somebody. I keep telling my fiance, I tell other people in front of her, come on over, we'll watch the TV in our bathroom sometime. And she's like, we don't have a... Christmas is coming.
Well, please, I already know what the Christmas gift is. Anyway, moving on. Jessica writes me, and she said, I didn't want to post this on the forums because of it being a birthday present. I found it very funny that Lauren was asking people over to play Xbox that she does not have. Didn't she invite Hamda over to watch HBO that she didn't have on their first date? Interesting. Very interesting.
See, the Xbox would be hard to pull off. Once I get them there, it's like, all right, my new friend's here.
I did that once.
About the Xbox.
In high school, I said I had the latest Nintendo to get a friend to come over. And I go, it's in the shop, actually. And he's like, okay. And I'm like, really? We're friends.
See, that's how you find out who your real friends are.
That's
now
right.
I'm never going to know.
I haven't decided yet. Fuck you. I'm grappling with two things. I listened to the show for a year and kind of is in love with Lauren and should be treated like human beings. But then also, I was told gays should be thrown, rocks should be thrown at their head. I'm really having a tough time there. Go fuck yourself.
No.
Quit using me, shithead. Think for your fucking self.
It says gays should be stoned, and we are.
It should be high. You guys do love smoking. You do love smoking.
Does it every once in a while.
This is just the other day from the 700 Club. This is Pat Robertson. 700 Club, by the way, has been around since 1966. Here's what's going on today.
This first one comes from Michael, who says, my wife has become a real problem. She has no respect for me as the head of the house. She insults me. She even went as far as stretching her hand to beat me. I've lost my self-confidence. Her words hurt so much, and she refuses to talk through our problems. Please tell me what I can do.
Well, you could become a Muslim, then you could beat her.
That's the most awesome thing that guy has ever said. Come on. That makes me respect him just a little bit more. See, some Christians have a sense of humor.
Lauren beats me.
Right.
Well, you're kind of Muslim.
Well, listen,
sort of. You're all sort of brown.
You'll hear the female co-host chuckling, and I think trying to make it okay. You'll hear more of him. I don't think he's joking.
No, but just, oh, man. All right. Go on. Here that's we go. Hilarious.
Well, you could become a Muslim, then you could beat her.
But in lieu of that.
You don't want to go to Saudi Arabia?
No.
You know, I think this man's got to stand up to her. And he can't let her get away with this stuff. And, you know, I don't know. I don't think we condone wife beating these days, but something's got to be done to make her.
Physically, but anyway.
No, come on, see? And she's trying to make it better. Not physically, of course. No, wife beating mentally. Yeah. Spiritual wife beating.
You can do that to someone.
But do you see what I'm saying?
Well, let's hear more because I'm still on the fence about it.
And, you know.
You haven't decided yet.
I don't know. I don't think we condone wife beating these days, but something's got to be done to make her.
Physically, but I mean, why would she not want to talk through their problems? That's so unlikely.
She is just totally. Well, she's rebellious. The chances are she was rebellious with her father and mother. She's a rebellious child, and she doesn't want to submit to any authority. And she probably had temper tantrums when she was a kid. And
you know, Pat Robertson has somebody in mind.
Yeah, I know. Shit, he's like making up a whole life for her.
And maybe this morning she made you eggs, but it's always oatmeal on Tuesdays.
Come and I fucked a donkey. Oh,
what?
You know the.
What's that?
Oh, just how. You know, the right-wing wackos make up stories for people and, like, make them all like, the gays, they're gonna fuck animals next, and children, and this bitch probably beat her parents when she was little.
Okay, girl, I get that a little more. You.
That makes more sense, right?
Sorry.
She had temper tantrums when she was a kid, and, you know, the little girl, I hate you, and she wants to slap her father. Well, that's the same kind of thing. She's transferred.
Yeah, I gotta look at the relationship between him and his kids.
Mm-hmm. He's also he sounds weird.
She might, I hate to say everything's got to be some psychological counseling, but, you know.
Well, no, but I think you need a third party here.
Yeah, definitely, but that's the problem. She does not understand authority. When she was growing up, nobody made her behave. And now you've got a 13-year-old in a 30-year-old woman's body, and she is acting like a child.
Yeah.
Now, what do you do with that? You can't divorce her according to the scripture. And so I say, move to Saudi Arabia.
There you go.
What a fucking weirdo.
Evil, evil man. These people are crazy. What?
I haven't yet decided. Don't challenge me, Lord.
Here's the thing. When women hit men in a relationship, men don't know what to do because you can't hit a woman. But you can't hit anyone. So you have to pause and go, you cannot hit me again.
But that didn't even happen. You know what? This is one of those things. Usually as a guy,
what?
You take the guy's side. As a woman, you take the woman's side. I'm hearing this. When he read this letter, I'm like, what am I missing? Fuck you. She even rose her hand as though she were going to. He didn't even say
she
hit him. No.
Oh.
He's a fucking weirdo, only really, you know, adding shit to one side of the story. One time she even read. And what did you do? You go, stop. What happened? She raised her hand to hit you.
Well, you're not supposed to even raise your hand at someone. You know?
But what happened? I'm trying to picture what happened. Yeah. Oh, luckily I caught myself. It's like, whoa, I got to write into Pat Robertson. You're out of control. This is my third letter because she kept ripping up the other two. Crazy. Crazy. Speaking of beatings, first off, Rihanna got a new tattoo.
That's great.
Thank you.
Is it of a black eye?
Well, I'll tell you what. Rihanna has a new tattoo. It's underneath her tits. She tweeted it out.
It's so weird.
And, you know, let's hope those never sag and make everything look awkward.
Lord.
But it's an Egyptian woman, wings spread out that go underneath the tits. She says it's for her grandma.
Does she think I can't see her nipples in that picture?
Right.
Because I can.
It's for her grandma?
It's for her grandmother. Oh, Graham. In fact, she wrote, "Goddess Isis, complete woman, model for future generations." You know, model for future generations. We should all get wings.
Sure.
Hashtag grand dolly, always in and on my heart.
/ broken.
No kidding. No, like what a shame too. Oh, everybody's talking about my body, so I'm going to fucking Jesus. Chris Brown also got a tattoo. This is completely true.
Under his tits?
On his neck. And it's a tattoo of a woman's face beaten.
You're shitting me.
This is absolutely true.
This will be on keithmcgirl.com.
Are you fucking shitting me? Give me this. What?
That's insane. It's half beaten. Like half her face is beaten. It's unbelievable.
They're fucking with us. They're fucking with us, right? They're in it with Pat Robertson, right? Right?
Chris Brown may have rekindled his romance with Rihanna, if you're curious, at the MTV Awards. On the side, they ended up kissing each other. They didn't make a big production about it. But of course, cameras were watching. But he says a shocking new tattoo on his neck isn't an homage to his former flame, despite the eerie resemblance. And I think it does look like the woman a little bit. You have a bone structure that's familiar. You have full lips that are familiar. He says, his people says, it's not Rihanna. But the picture I'm going to show you, he's posing at some event. So it's not like, I'm going to do this for me, and every time I look in the mirror, I'm going to see this. He's like, here it is, look at it. Is that Rihanna? No, now mind your business.
When they take pictures together, do they pose like him with a fist like up by her face?
Right.
And she's like,
It's cute. It's so odd. I like it. Whether he's doing it as like, fuck you, look what I got. I don't even give a shit. I still like it. I wish whenever this happened, the prison system put that tattoo on his neck. You know? I think thieves should have, you know, show like money being stolen on people's necks.
Right. Or like, you know, a little kid with a towel around him.
Sarah Schaefer made a point. She said, I got a neck tattoo of me ignoring a homeless person. I mean, this guy is out there.
Yeah, why are you showing off the disgustingness? I thought you were trying to get past it. It's not like you're putting a thing of shame on your neck.
That's what it is. It's the opposite, right?
Yeah, like if he was doing it to humble himself, it would be one thing. It'd still be creepy and weird, but
right. He's
doing it as like, I did that shit.
He's going to do that and hashtag fuck haters.
Yeah.
And he won't even spell it out. That's how disrespectful. Use the number 8.
And plus, if you're doing it for humbling reasons, like put it somewhere where the public can't see it or something, you know, like as a reminder to yourself, like self-inflection.
Well, I think, you know, just I guess he's putting himself, you know, like here it is.
Well, then it would defeat the purpose because not everyone would see what a strong, progressive guy he is.
Yeah, that's what I think when I think of Chris Brown.
He's the victim in this.
Right. I'm glad he got it. I really am. Whatever his motives are, I'm glad he has it. Good asshole.
I think that's a bad shave job, Mr. Brown.
I want every time an album comes out of his, it's brought up. Every time he does a movie, it's brought up. And now it has to be brought up. And I love it. We're still talking about Mike Tyson's stupid face tattoo anytime he does something.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, you know, originally he was like, I really learned a lesson. I saw this growing up and I can't believe that I passed it down, you know, to my life.
Right.
And he seemed really upset about it. And okay, all right, I get it. You know, you grew up a certain way, you fucked up, you know, you're asking for forgiveness. This woman is either considering it or not, but you're not even going after that, which, you know, is a nice thing.
Considering what?
I think the victim of a beating should either consider or not. You don't have to force that person to consider someone's apology. She could just go about her life. And if you're apologizing, you apologize and you don't even wait for a response. You know, you go and you do your thing to become a better person. But here, he's just pretending like he's a better person and just remaining glorified in this nonsense that he did.
Right. Absolutely right. I got this message. It's a very good point, Lauren.
You know what? I'm glad no Christians are listening because they would have hated that last statement.
Sparky Root writes, good grief. I'm listening to this last show of yours or one of these recent shows. Politics much? I get enough from every other fucking commercial on TV.
Ignore everything, Keith and the girl.
Right. I mean, what the fuck am I going to talk about? It's going to happen again in 4 years. Get ready. Get some booze lined up. So I look at other things this guy posts, and he likes talking about this brewery he has in his house. You know, he makes little small batches. So I go, so I write, let's talk more about your Wormwood Ale. Is it fermenting nicely? Huh. And he says, well, let's do. I made it in 2008, if I recall, and I still have some in bottles. It's still super bitter from the Wormwood. I almost like it, but the bitterness is a bit much. Also brewed some Groot around the same time that I still have. Interesting mini flavor and holding up nicely 4 years later.
Yawn.
I wrote, whoa, easy. I didn't expect you to go on and on about it. What the fuck about it? Can you not bombard me with politics? What the fuck is wrong with people?
Can we talk more about things that I like to talk about?
Let me tell you. Yeah. I mean, you didn't send me notes. info@keithandthegirl.com. What do you want to talk about tomorrow? I mean, you see Twitter, Facebook, Reddit we just mentioned. I'm pretty easy to reach. So when you don't offer a suggestion, I got to go with what everybody's thinking about. You moron. By the way, let me tell you something about that interesting minty flavor. It's not interesting at all. Believe me. Let's go to the polls. Each show, of course, at Keith and the Girl, we put a poll up on the forums. Mitt Romney is a complete fake or a retarded buffoon were your choices for one show. 78% complete fake. I agree. I saw this in the New York Post. Huge circulation. Probably the most read magazine in New York, I would assume. It's all over America. You have to pay like $3 for it. But, I mean, people want to know what's going on in New York. And I saw this full-page ad in it. And I got to tell you, it smells to me. It's a person selling a book on Amazon, supposedly. And I'll tell you why I say supposedly. And it says, Obama, real big, bold print. Amazon's number one documentary. Who is Obama's real father? Well, his real father is a communist party propagandist. And, Obama wants to turn this country into, make it a socialist country. His father was a big member of the Marxist political foundation movement, whatever that is. You know, they don't really tell you anything. Just want to tell you some shocking things. We're being lied to. And if it matters to you, Obama has a different father than you believe he has. This ad would be so expensive to put in, by the way. I do believe it's the Republican Party that are putting this ad in the papers. This is what I believe. Just saw it this morning, putting this in the papers so people see, socialism, Obama, we're being lied to about his birth thing again. I remember hearing about that. Okay, because nobody's doing real research, right?
Yeah,
I mean, it really smells to me. This ad would be so expensive for some self-published douche making a book on Amazon.com.
You know what? It's not even about the expense of it, because I do think that when you're self-published, you can have, instead of spending your money one way, you spend it a different way. But it wouldn't be insane to think what you're thinking.
I mean, right away it hit me. It's like, what the fuck?
I think shit like that happens. Absolutely.
It has to.
Yeah. It does have to. Yeah.
I guess Obama had a book called Dreams of My Father, and this is called Dreams from My Real Father. I mean, the title's clever, I'll give you that. More Keith and the Girl polls. I mean, this is how we get to the bottom of science with these polls. Here's one. You remember, is space stupid? To catch you up, 84% of our listeners say no. Space is not stupid.
We should have had one of the answers be like, I am too smart to answer this poll.
I wonder if some people got confused. Do you mean stupid or stupid? Because that could throw you, I'll be honest. Other shows that we were on, we have polls based on this. You go to keithandthegirl.com/forums is what I'm talking about, and you'll see a list of shows that we were on, you know, other people's podcasts when we were in L.A. And we did one called Dream Tweet is new and up. Another one is Proudly Resents, the same host. We talk about...
different host, same producer.
Same producer. Kemda's favorite movie of all time, Drop Dead Fred.
No, it's not my favorite movie of all times, but I did analyze it as if I've seen it maybe once too many times.
How many times have you seen that movie?
How many times have I
seen it? Over a dozen?
Once too many.
I don't know, maybe a dozen at least, I guess.
Okay. I like that movie.
Was Drop Dead Fred a real thing? The host of Proudly Resents thought he was real, but, you know, only she could see him.
Right, but that he was actually doing it. And
he's actually causing all this chaos where you're saying, no, this is how she's dealing with her shitty life. She's doing it and blaming it on an imaginary friend. If you're an adult and you still had an imaginary friend, well, chaos would happen. I agree with Kemda. I think it's pretty obvious.
It's just her scapegoat.
yes, Fred was a real life entity. No, Fred was an imaginary friend. 88% saying Fred was indeed an imaginary friend. Congratulations.
Jesus Christ.
Didn't he like disappear in the end or something?
He no. actually, see, that's what could me. Throw you. That's what excuse could me. Throw you. He ends up being the imaginary friend.
Spoiler.
Spoiler.
No, no, no,
he's
no, no,
the...
no, 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 no.
No, not this gem?
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, you're on your own, people.
Thank you.
Good luck.
She should have gotten an Xbox.
We did their show in LA. They were on here. A lot of people enjoyed them. I'm talking about the comedy film nerds. And they gave me their book, by the way. And I'm like, all right, you got these guys. They study film. They see movies like it's their job. Can you imagine? You know, sometimes you go on a date movie and they're like, oh, God, this, but okay, we compromised. It's your turn. But to make that your job, another shitty movie I have to see, I mean, that would be tough. It makes me think of Kiss after like 3 years of them making it big. They're like, but why do we pick makeup and platform shoes? God damn. I know it's a gimmick, but. Holy shit, this blows balls.
You know what? That happened to me in my clown days when I was first a clown. I loved it because, you know, going to people's houses and going, hi, my name is Hemda, you know, and the kids can't say it, whatever. But when I had all the makeup on, I'm Giggles. Right. The end. Everyone knows what I'm there to do, whatever. But then
it's like, hi, I'm Desiree. I'm Giggles.
But then after a while, I was like, I'm not putting this shit fucking makeup on because by the time you take it off, it's under your eyes. It's fucking... Right in right. there. Yeah, I agree with you.
By the end, you just have a couple freckles on your nose and see, call it a day.
Seriously, that's what I did. Yeah.
So I look at this book and I go, all right, these guys will know. What is the better movie, The Godfather or Godfather 2? I flip to the page and it says the number one gangster movie of all time, Godfather, parts 1 and 2. And I told them, I'm like, you motherfuckers. So I'm going to ask our audience, what is the best, Godfather or Godfather part 2? 71%.
Wait, can I guess?
So we will finally have the answer. Everybody ready? What is the better movie, Hamda?
I'd say they said the first one. I never say either of them.
Okay.
So I say they say the first one.
It is the first one.
Yeah.
Because you know why? Because it had to... If the first one and the second one are even and they're like that good,
yeah.
Then the first one wins because it took...
It introduced
new.
You to a whole new world.
Yeah, and it took the start and all the everything okay. had to happen at first and you had to direct it first, and then once you have that base, you could base that and do the second. Now, I can contradict myself and say, how do you one up the first one? But right. If you're not one upping, if people aren't like the second one is absolutely better and they're both even, then the first one wins because conceptually it had to be born.
Mm. Going back real quick, Dangerous Mike making a point. What if she was Fred's imaginary friend? Interesting. What if he made up all those people and he's alone on Mars?
And there's your answer. Drop Dead Fred 2.
Oh.
Which movie's better? Someday nobody will ask. And the poll for the last show we did on Monday? The Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, Lord.
Are they A, the most exciting team to watch in football?
Or B, did Hemda leave early that day and Danny and Keith decided on a poll together?
No.
No, that was Libby's idea.
Or is it B, the most magical team to watch in football? 63%, the most magical team to watch in football, if you're curious.
It's because of their emblem. It's so magical looking.
Hey, there's a special at VIP. You know how we talk about Keith and the girl VIP. This guy that rode in. He almost got it. He felt bad. He didn't. Don't feel bad. You go to keithandthegirl.com/VIP. Get all the, you know, what we got, spin-offs. Back to show number one. Just take a look and you'll see. Well, get this. It's Lauren's birthday. We're going to give out a special. 50% off all digital downloads. Use the code Lauren. Lauren. 50%. I'll tell you something else. Kenda has a song on there called Surrender. Pay what you want. Whatever money you pay.
This week.
This week, I mean, we got to eat for God's sakes, goes to Lauren for her birthday.
Oh, you guys.
So it's a simple way of supporting Lauren as an actor. So, and you mentioned VIP, but you don't have to be a VIP member for this. Just
right.
To go to the store, keithandthegirl.com/store. The code when you're checking out is Lauren, and you get 50%. There's a digital section in that store. Everything in that digital section. And Lauren...
Whether you're an IP or VIP.
Yeah.
Holy IP,
yeah.
Shit.
And Lauren, you're in one of the... Oh, you're in a few of the downloads, actually.
Of course.
Yeah, and one of them is the What Do We Do Now audiobook. You're in that.
I'm a few different...
characters in there. Yeah. Yeah. And also you're in a few of the live shows as well. So 50% off all of
that. Oh, that's cool.
And the song Surrender, a bunch of people bought it, but I feel like we haven't talked about it in a while. It's a song that Lauren and I do together sometimes live. And so it is Pay What You Want. So it's a way for you to get something and for us to get some money in Lauren's pocket because my birthday is coming.
That's right.
Hear that, Femme de Lovers. $20
But speaking of VIP, since we brought it up, this is really exciting and kind of emotional. This Friday marks the year of us having this VIP membership thing.
Praise Jesus.
And it really does keep this show going. And we are now... My brother is officially on board with the company. We officially all work together. So we're all trying to get this VIP thing and the website better. And we're trying to, you know, get things from the inside out, not just on this, not just on an entertainment value, but where the website makes a lot of sense and you can easily access everything. My brother's working hard on it every day. And so this Friday would be our anniversary for VIP. It's really, really exciting. And we're launching a platinum option for
there's
VIP.
There's bronze, there's silver, there's gold. Now there's platinum, baby!
Yeah.
Platinum!
I can't wait for the diamond one.
Platinum's better than diamond.
Oh.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Platinum's the best.
Who the fuck knows?
If something goes platinum, that's the best.
Right, that's true.
You can only double and triple that.
I learned so much from you guys.
Keith, way to leave that option open. No, platinum's the best. That's all we have.
I mean, I'm trying to do damage control here.
Can I get platinum plated gold VIP?
Yeah, you can order as many packages as you want.
Awesome.
That's fine.
Well, platinum is the newest option. You can either go monthly, 6 months at a time, 1 year at a time, or you do have the biggest savings when you sign up 5 years at a time, which is now platinum at $7.99 per month. That's what it adds up to be.
I will warn you, though. If you do sign up for 5 years, I will talk about politics at least twice. So you should know that ahead of time. That's full disclosure.
That's awesome.
Right now, speaking of spinoff shows, Internment Number 3, hosted by Patrice, is up in your VIP section. You are welcome.
Cool. I'm excited to hear this one.
Don't forget the official katg.tumblr.com. Danny Hatch, he tells you what goes on behind the scenes. You can ask him questions on the Tumblr. He answers them. Here's one. Give me some movie suggestions, somebody yells at him. He says, first off, don't ever fucking tell me what to do ever again. I'm telling you, I tried to take this Danny, by the way, from Peter Parker to Spider-Man. I think he skipped a step to Venom. He says, now then, I tend to like comedy dramas the best, so if that's not what you're really a fan of, this list might not be for you. Obviously, there will be some exceptions to that rule, but some of my favorites are Adventureland. Okay, first of all, I saw that. It was unwatchable. Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Also, I really like that one.
Well, you're wrong. That was god-awful. Forgetting Sarah Marshall, a little long, but cute.
Yeah, that was all right.
And, of course, Spider-Man 2. And that was unwatchable as well.
He's marking it down. Okay.
So one out of four.
So you just gave him a mark of cute.
He gets a D.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm a nice grader. That's on a curve. People have even dumber opinions, believe it or not. So.
Well, we accumulate the questions, and every Tuesday he answers a couple, three of them, however many he can get to. Every week you can see on official katg.tumblr.com. We also post a lot of pictures up on there. And on our Facebook, today is Lauren Sexface. I posted that myself, and I'm enjoying watching it. I like the legs in the background. I think that's good background for someone like Lauren.
I like the legs and then the coffee on either side.
That's all you.
That's like my devil angel.
By the way, the chat told me that both your mom and your dad are listening today, so thanks for making Lauren, and I'm sorry for all the F words I used in this show. I normally am very clean, and I blame that on your son's influence.
I started,
hi, mom and dad, I love you guys, thanks for having me.
I was writing down some stuff as the show was going, and I have a couple, I'm putting the clues together. Are you two fucking?
And they probably both expected that right about now.
Yeah, and you just ensured that at least her father just turned it off.
I've been listening for a year. Thank you guys very much. Happy birthday, Lauren.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Thank you very much.
keithandthegirl.com.